This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Police dispersed crowds in Shanghai on Sunday, where earlier residents had gathered on Saturday night for a candlelight vigil that turned into a protest. Protest in China against heavy COVID-19 curbs spread to Shanghai after a deadly fire in the country's far west sparked widespread anger. The wave of civil disobedience, which has included protests where the fire occurred, as well as elsewhere in Beijing and in other cities, has reached unprecedented levels in mainland China since Xi Jinping assumed power a decade ago. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has promoted dozens of military officers involved in the recent launch of a new ballistic missile, state media reported on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Diane Tu has more.
Kim Jong-un said North Korea is working towards becoming the world's most powerful nuclear force. State media reported the leader's announcement on Sunday. It came as he promoted dozens of military officers involved in the November 18 launch of the new Hwasong-17, the country's largest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. With the Hwasong-17 able to reach the United States mainland, the earlier test launch prompted Washington to urge the United Nations Security Council to hold Pyongyang accountable for its missile tests. Such tests are banned by Security Council resolutions.
Search teams have pulled the body of a young girl from her family home as they dig through mud for a second day in the search for people still missing after an enormous landslide on the Italian resort island near Naples. The prefect confirmed the death toll and the tragedy has risen to two, also following the recovery of a 31-year-old woman from the island on Saturday. This is VOA News. Officials say shelling by Russian forces has hit several areas in eastern and southern Ukraine overnight as utility crews continue a scramble to restore power, water, and heating from widespread strikes in recent weeks. With persistent snowfall blanketing the capital, Kyiv, Sunday, analysts predicted that wintry weather could have an increasing impact on the direction of the conflict that has been raging since Russian forces invaded Ukraine more than 9 months ago. But for the moment, both sides are bogged down by heavy rain and muddy battlefield conditions in some areas, experts said. Ukraine's state power grid said electricity producers are now supplying about 80% of demand. That's an improvement from Saturday's 75%, the company says. The government of Nicolas Maduro and the Venezuela opposition broke a political stalemate Saturday with a broad social accord, and the U.S. government responded by allowing a major U.S. oil company to resume operations in Venezuela. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The accord heralded a potential easing of the economic and political crisis in Venezuela. It paves the way for the United Nations to oversee a trust fund of frozen assets of the Maduro government to be used for a variety of social projects in the South American country. The agreement, which ended 15 months of stalemate between the two sides, potentially could ease a massive flow of refugees from Venezuela throughout the region. The humanitarian agreement calls for a yet-to-be-established UN trust to finance programs related to education, health, food security, flood response, and electricity. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Eyewitnesses and aid workers said that allies of Ethiopia's federal military are looting property and carrying out mass detentions in Tigray. The accounts raise fresh concern about alleged atrocities after the warring parties signed a truce more than 3 weeks ago. Diplomats and others hoped the truce would bring an end to suffering in the embattled region that's home to more than 5 million people. A city in Thailand laid out plates of fruits and desserts and vegetables on Sunday for thousands of monkeys as a token of appreciation for attracting foreign tourists to the city after a pandemic-induced lull. Workers and tourists dished out 2 tons of fruits and vegetables worth over 100,000 baht, or about $2,800, at the 34th annual buffet for about 4,000 macaws. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.